Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk about being set apart a little bit today. Today is the day without women. But, yep, I still got up this morning, and yes, I still came to work, and yes, my day will be like most days, packed with work, trying to figure out what makes these protesters believe they are oppressed, and what makes these protesters believe that the government, and not themselves, and just what makes them think that the government officials, elected and unelected, believe that they can dictate to we the people and not allow and not follow the Constitution. Well, the March for Women, the Nasty Women, and this so-called Day Without Women, the protests against the president before he's even had an opportunity to lead, these are not about equality. I want everybody to know that. It's not about being equal. These are not about freedom. They are about being the same, being enslaved, or with women and others demanding special privileges because of who they are or what lifestyle they've chosen. It's about special privileges. Do prejudices exist? Yes, they do. They always will. Do sexists exist? Yes, they do. And the jerks will always be around, and that is on both sides of the genders. But let's talk about set apart. Are you set apart? Independence is about people, being individual, set apart, free to live and choose, but not free to destroy. Donald Trump was elected president because he was not a politician, pure and simple. The American people, particularly the forgotten Americans, are tired of elitism. They're tired of hypocrites, demanding we live one way, we pay the way of others, while they are all too wealthy to be affected. Jet-setting around the globe to tell us we need to turn our furnaces down, carpool to work, and pay large fines if you use too much water for the sake of global warming, a.k.a. climate change, hypocrisy unseen by the ones in the private jets. Why do you suppose the forgotten Americans, the working men and women, those who don't find themselves so arrogant, those who don't, they don't see themselves as arrogant, that they decide not to show up to work today? Vote and think differently than, say, the very wealthy, the elite. Why do the forgotten men and women rule America? Why do they vote differently? I watched Tucker Carlson last evening, and he had a man, his name was Victor Carson. He was a professor at Stanford and a farmer in Central Valley. And the question, why do the rural people now vote conservative, less Democrat Party? And he explained several really good examples. But basically, the elite follow a different set of rules. You're a xenophobe if you want walls around the borders. But to put fences or walls around the extravagant homes is just common sense security. Hello. It's the same for a nation. I personally believe it's the lack of common sense by the elite, along with their arrogance and the belief that because of who they are and where they are, they live by a different set of rules. When reaching out to rural communities, government officials will talk about the need for health care facilities, schools, and the kicker, at least the slap in the face, the one that bothers me the most is they always say, we need broadband. Sure, that's what we need. Truth is, remember when Hollywood's elite mentioned we only have one bar? I think she was talking about our cell phones, the coverage that we have. Well, I have U.S. Cellular, and I seldom have an issue. We don't need them. They, the elite, need us. But rural America, working folks, are not like the protesters or the nasty women or the women who believe it's their right to show you how much you need them by not showing up to work today. The truth is, rural America working folks show up to work every day. We provide for this nation, our families, and our communities. We provide food along with other industries, logging, manufacturing, even the energy the elite enjoy. Rule folks, no personal survivor. They have a vast array of skills, changing their own oil. Yes, they change their own oil, fixing their combines and their tractors, working the soil, growing and preserving their own food, mending old clothes and making new. They can fix anything with duct tape and wire, perhaps some baling twine. They are mechanics, they are truck drivers, seamstresses, cooks. They outsource very little, except to the kids who need to learn the family business. As promised today, my guest is Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. His show for today is Jim Foster, but he's going to sit silent. He wants to not add to the show today very much. And they're touring Missouri. We also have Tatum here today. She's the development director. But today we're going to talk about rural America, and in particular the livestock, the cattle industry. Whether you realize this or not, rural America is the sustainable part of America, the catalyst holding the nation together. Yes, we are the forgotten men and the forgotten women. We don't take off a day, but we're done being ignored in our nation, run by ignorance and arrogance with absolutely no common sense. RCAF USA is fighting for one thing, a fair and fighting chance in the markets. Fighting for the working man, the rural Americans, the forgotten man. And we welcome Bill, we welcome Jim, and we welcome Tatum to CSC Talk Radio today. So glad you all actually showed up to work today.
And glad to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful to have people in-house. We don't do that very often, so it's really nice to have somebody in-house to actually look at faces while I'm talking. Appreciate it. You had a good speech last night. They're touring Missouri, as I said in my opening. They're touring Missouri, so...
Yep, we were in Lynn, Missouri last night and talked to about 50 producers there about the issues affecting rural America and what changes we need to make and how we might best use this new opportunity we have. And that's we've had a new president sworn into office a little over a month ago, and there is a lot to do. And so we're talking about specifically what are the steps that we need to take as a nation to restore the opportunity for profitability for independent cattle producers, setting them apart from those contract producers in other industries like the poultry and hog industry that have really lost their independence. They've lost their ability to determine their own terms of production. They've lost the ability to determine their own terms of marketing. And they've lost the ability to rely on a fully robust competitive marketplace to establish a fair competitive value for the livestock they produce. So we've seen the hog and poultry industry go the way of lack of independence, and instead we have corporate command and control. And yet the last frontier is the cattle industry, where we're still dictating the terms of production, the terms of marketing, and the value of our cattle are all determined by the independent producer at the beginning and the competitive marketplace at the end. We need to keep it that way.
When I mention the broadband, my mind goes back to when RCAF USA and OCM met with the ag people then in Colorado. And I was working for Derry Brownfield then, and he sent me to Colorado. And so I had a good time, but the one thing when they got up on the big screen, of course, they weren't physically there. Vilsack, wasn't physically there, but they started talking about what the rural communities needed with extra health care facilities and the schools needed help and broadband, and it just stuck with me, and I'm thinking, no, that's not what we need. Give us some fair markets. We'll fix all that. That'll come.
Matter of priority.
That'll
yes.
come. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. I have a studio full of forgotten Americans. I was going to say men and women, but we're men and women here. So you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to r-cafusa.com. Or just give us a call at 877-895-5410. We will all be right back.
I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about rural America being set apart. You know, I kind of got off on my monologue about the women that didn't show up to work today, and I think it caused some problems in the school system in certain areas. I think New York was one of them because the teachers decided they were going to show how important they were and not show up to work. Well, rural America people show up to work every day, and we have Bill Bullard here with us today in studio with RCAF USA, and they're having meetings around Missouri. Tonight they're going to be in Boonville at 7 o'clock. Is that correct, the time? 6:30. 6:30 at the livestock facility. Is that where it's at?
Yeah. Missouri Valley Commission Company.
Okay, the Missouri Valley Commission Company. It's right in front of me. I just can't read. At 6:30, there's the date. The time, and that'll be this evening. So if you're in this area, you need to show up. And we're just going to kind of tease a little bit today about what we're going to talk about. We've talked about a lot of things, but we just can't get it out there enough, Bill. You know, how many times does a preacher have to say something before they actually listen and hear it and it sticks, you know? So we just got to keep throwing it up there until it sticks on the wall. And
well, and that's happening right now with this new administration, because we're hearing about how the United States has been following a specific trade policy for the past 20 years, and suddenly we have a president that comes up and says, you know, that's pretty stupid, that you would continue along policies that are doing nothing except for adding to the ongoing deficit that we have in the United States. And when you surmass a deficit of about $700 billion, in fact, we're to the north of that, that's considerable, and it has to have an impact on our industry. And the new administration has explained what that impact is. They said, number one, it weakens your economy. And the reason it does is because if you're determining the strength of an economy, you're looking at the gross domestic product. And the way to calculate that is to add investment, to add consumption, to add government spending, and then you add exports minus imports. And so if you have net exports, if you sell more than you buy, you strengthen your economic situation. But if you buy more than you sell, then you're either going to have to borrow money or you're going to have to start selling assets. And as a nation, that's what we have to do when we accumulate this huge deficit. And the Trump administration says, that's stupid. We have to change that.
I love
we
the
agree.
Way you talk.
But for 20 years, we've been pursuing this idealistic goal. And in a sense, the emperor has never demonstrated that he wore any clothes because we have never followed through, never received the promises. But there's another issue here that's of great concern to the United States, and the Trump administration has brought this out. He says, as a result of the offshoring connected with our failed trade policies, we have lost the ability to manufacture critical items in the United States. One good example is night seeing vision goggles for the military. We no longer have the capacity to build that in the United States of America. So we're talking about setting ourselves apart. We have been doing exactly the opposite for the last 20 years. We have been following the dictates of the United Nations, the formation of the World Trade Organization, and where before, the United States used to resolve trade conflicts between nations through diplomatic relations, diplomatic negotiations. Well, now we have abrogated that responsibility, and we've essentially given it to an unelected, unappointed international tribunal located in Geneva, Switzerland, allowing any country to file a complaint against the United States of America, and then forming a panel of non-judges to determine the outcome of the complaint. And the outcome could very well be a ruling against the United States, dictating to the United States that you either have to change the laws that you passed as a sovereign constitutional-based country, you either have to change those laws, or they're going to take and approve coercive action against you. They're going to allow other countries to impose retaliatory tariffs on products completely unassociated with whatever the complaint was about in order to bring you to your knees. And that's how we lost country of origin labeling in the United States of America.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we do. We followed the global road in the trade. That's why we have the immigration issues. I mean, it's all encompassed together. And it's not about being an isolationist country. It's about being a wise country that cares about our own first. When you're at home, you don't give all your money to the mission board and let your children starve. Are you for missions? Absolutely. We're for missions. But we want to take care of family first. And that's the same thing here in this nation. We've got to take care of our own first, and then we'll have the ability to take or to help others. We're not against trade. I liked what you said several months ago. We're against stupid trade.
That's right. And we need to begin pursuing smart trade. And we know how to measure smart trade. Smart trade is one that allows our nation to periodically earn a surplus in a trade relationship. If we look at our trade relationship with Canada and Mexico, for example, under NAFTA, and, of course, the Trump administration is saying we need to renegotiate that, well, we've accumulated about a $36 billion deficit with that country because Canada continues to sell far more to us than we sell to them. In fact, the example is this, is that in 2015, we purchased from Canada approximately $4.5 billion worth of cattle, beef variety meats, and processed beef. And Canada bought from us about $2 billion. And so the entire industry, the elites that you talked about earlier, are telling cattle producers in the United States, you don't want to do anything to disrupt trade with Canada and Mexico because they're our most important export markets because they purchase about $2.3 billion worth of goods from us. But if we look at it this way, if you and I were sitting at the table And every time I gave you $4.50, you'd give me $2 back. I give you $4.50, you give me $2 back. I give you $4.50, you give me $2 back. You're going to play that game as long as I let you. As long as I'm willing to play the game, you will play
that game.
And Trump, the administration says, well, that's stupid. Why are we continuing to give Canada $4.5 billion and they only pay us $2 billion back? Yeah. It makes no sense to the economic strength of this nation. It makes no sense to the economic strength of our U.S. cattle industry, the largest single segment of American agriculture. We have been draining opportunities from our industry because we're pursuing trade agreements that work against the financial interests of U.S. cattle producers.
And these bad trade decisions have affected rural America greatly. And they've affected all of America. We look at some of the things that they do, say, with our energy. You know, that's not necessarily trade. That's some of the regulatory stuff that's coming down out of D.C. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And that's exactly what they have done. And it all ends up, that hurts rural America. Whether it's the energy, whether it's the trade, whether it's the immigration issues, all of it hurts rural America. And I still believe that rural America is the foundation. It's what makes America sustainable. Of course, they wanted to go big corp, which is going against the individual, the independent producers and farmers and ranchers. And, you know, even in... I have Mindy Patterson on it periodically with the Cavalry Group. Have you ever met her?
I have not.
We need to connect you two. She is fantastic. She's one of the best people I know at connecting the dots and following the money. And she was the one that helped with the carriage industry in New York when they were being attacked. And that attack isn't over yet. And again, there's another industry dealing with animals that's under attack
right.
by the special interest groups. But... what happens is they keep attacking and we just keep losing. Big corporate takes over, and if you follow the money, this horse and carriage, they're in New York, and it'd be anywhere else that it hits, because I think they were after them in Kansas City, too. They've got a horse and carriage group. But it was New York because that's kind of their tag there. You know, that's how they started out with the horse and carriage. But it was all about where the animals were kept.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody wanted that realty. They wanted that real estate. And that hasn't changed. They're going to keep fighting it because they want it. It hasn't had anything to do about the precious horses being mistreated, which they are not. You know, Mindy says you'd want to be treated as good as those horses are. And, you know, we get accused in this industry of abusing the animals. You know, that industry, that those special interest groups attack us as well. So the rural America is under attack from every direction. And I don't think people realize just exactly whether it's the climate change, whether it's the PETA people and the ASELU and HSUS, regardless of who it is, the bad trade, the immigration issues, all of these things that they attack rural America, private property. The BLM. They don't want you to own property.
Yep.
Plain and simple. We got it over here in this little thing right here called the Constitution. But it's got a little, this little rule book has the plan for Communist Manifesto. Very first thing is private property. And your animals are private property. Your property. Is private property.
And remember, not long ago, the government wanted to have a database that contained all the private property that you owned.
And the animals.
And the animals.
And, you know, I wanted to ask you, when you were talking there earlier, we're going into a break, but I want to ask you about some of the things with the danger and the risk of disease coming in from the cattle from other countries. And how we don't vet that.
Yes.
We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we, the forgotten people in rural America, we'll be right back.
I lay my heart on his chest.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about rural America and being set apart. Actually, we like the term independence. But I have Bill Bullard in-house with me today, along with Tatum and Jim. And Jim and Tatum are kind of being quiet, and Bill and I are monopolizing it. But, you know, that's what we get paid the big bucks for, right? Anyway, they're going to be they're touring Missouri, and they're going to be in Boonville tonight. This is March 8th. Boonville tonight at 6:30 at the Missouri Valley Commission Company. And tomorrow night in Clinton, Missouri at, what is that? The Clinton Rotary Building. All right. And that way at 7 o'clock, tomorrow night in Clinton at 7 o'clock, you can give me a call in the office. There's some phone numbers here on this if you want to call. 573-564-2884. That's 573-564-2884. Or call me here in the office.
The last one,
okay, we're going to give a cell phone out because he's traveling around, so don't give the house call. Forget the call. Forget the number I just gave you. 573-489-6972. That's 573-489-6972. My office number, don't call me now. I will not answer the office number, is 573-796-2166. Or call right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And you can visit with Bill or Beth Ann. We're talking about rural America, the forgotten men and women, but particularly the industry, the cattle industry right now. Now, Bill, when we've been on before, we've talked about the risk of disease in the meat, in the animals that comes from certain countries. You know, they have all kinds of ways of, America has the healthiest meat. We just do. We take care of everything. But the other countries don't. And so with our stupid trade, we don't vet that. I'm going to use the word vet because that's real popular these days. We don't take the precautions we need to take to make sure. And now they've removed cool, so you can't tell where that meat's come from. So what are some ways that we could, that they could change that? Besides going back to cool, you know, shouldn't they have stipulations on this meat that comes in from outside the country?
Well, certainly. And let's go back to this issue of abrogating our responsibility to be a sovereign nation and instead relying on this WTO in Geneva. So in order to join the World Trade Organization, the elites decided, you know, what we really need to do is we need to have access to more imported meat in the United States, because if we could bring more supply in, then that will force the price of cattle and other livestock down. So we'll have to pay more, or we can pay less to the farmers and ranchers for their livestock and still satisfy the consumer demand for meat. So the goal was we need more meat. The problem was, however, that these developing countries that were producing more meat didn't have the infrastructure and hadn't made the investment to maintain as high a health and safety standard as we had in the United States. So in their infinite wisdom, the elites decided how to resolve this particular problem. How do we facilitate more imports from countries that can't meet our standards? Obvious solution, we lower our standards. That's exactly what we did beginning in 1997. We said no longer do these countries have to meet our high standard and be at least equal to our standard. Now they only need to be close enough. We'll have an equivalency standard. And then for those countries that haven't made the investment to prevent the spread of foot and mouth disease, like in Argentina and in Uruguay and in Brazil and many other areas in South America that have or continue to have problems with foot and mouth disease, for those countries, we'll just say, well, here's an area of the country that hasn't had an outbreak for a while. Let's call that free of a disease and allow that country to begin importing into the United States as long as the livestock comes from this particular region that they carved out and arbitrarily declared it to be free of disease. Well, that's why we have recently reopened our border to Brazil, even though foot and mouth disease, which is one of the most contagious diseases known to cloven-hoofed animals, two-toed animals like cattle and sheep, in the northern regions of Brazil, the disease is endemic. And nevertheless, the United States has just recently announced that we're going to start importing more beef from Brazil. We happen to have the second largest meat packer in the United States is now a Brazilian-owned firm called JBS. JBS is one of the importers bringing this high-risk product into the United States of America. Well, the opponents will say and the elite will say, don't worry about it. We have a food safety system that tests all the meat coming across the border. And then last spring, we had an announcement by the National Football League that was warning players, do not eat much beef from Mexico or in Asian countries, because you will likely have clenbuterol detected in the drug tests, and you will be removed from as a player. So here we are.
I can't get that's a steroid.
It is a growth promotant.
Okay.
And it is used in foreign countries. It is banned in the United States of America, and nevertheless, these countries continue to use that and other growth promotants and other antibiotics, other vaccines that we don't use in the United States are still used elsewhere. Here's a good example. Very, very recently, the USDA said, we're going to have a veterinary feed directive. We're going to require producers to have to go and get a veterinary certificate if they're going to feed antibiotics to their livestock. That now applies to U.S. cattle producers. So U.S. cattle producers are going to pay the cost to satisfy the concern out there that too much antibiotics are being fed to farmed animals. but it only applies to the United States. So competitors in Canada and Mexico and Uruguay and Argentina and Honduras can continue to feed antibiotics to their livestock and ship it into the United States, and we're not stopping that meat at the border. What we have done is we have disadvantaged the U.S. livestock producer, again, for the purpose of facilitating more imports of lower quality beef from foreign countries. And that's a huge problem, and that should concern every U.S. consumer in the United States of America, that as a result of the loss of country of origin labeling, they no longer can tell what beef and pork is produced under the high standards of the United States of America, where, as you said, we produce the most wholesome, safest quality beef, bar none, the world over. It's right here in the United States of America. But the elites have made sure that consumers could not tell the difference between a steak produced exclusively in the United States of America versus one produced in Honduras and Nicaragua and any one of these developing countries that cannot meet the high health and safety standards of the United States of America.
And that was a bingo when you said the consumers. This is not just an issue that affects only the industry or those who are in the industry as far as the cattle producers and the And it was with pork, too, right?
Yes.
It's affecting the consumers. So they no longer have the right, you know, they like to throw the word choice around. They no longer have that choice to buy what they think would be superior in U.S. beef and U.S. pork because they don't have the right to know.
That's
you
right.
You know, is that one of those don't tell?
Don't ask, don't tell.
I don't have that up. Who do I have? All right, we've got William from Louisiana. William, how are you today?
Hi. I just had a real short question. I just want to say first, the Bible is so true. The love of money is the root of all evil. Is that ever true?
It's not now, money. It's the love of it. Okay.
I don't, the love of money. That's what I mean. I don't eat much meat from the store or anything, just occasional. But I do love to go like to Golden Corral or fast food, Taco Bell or something. And I've always wondered if, you know, they got to make money off of that stuff. I'm wondering how safe to eat from them. I would think they'd be buying them huge quantities from all them bad guys. Would I be right?
The largest importer into the United States is Australia, and a lot of that meat is a low-quality, lean, grinding product that they bring into the United States, and they mix with our higher-quality trim in order to make the tasty ground beef that you would purchase at these at fast-food restaurants. So we are importing a lot of that beef that is now being fed at some of the restaurants that you named, and what we would like to see is a country of origin labeling law that required those restaurants to inform consumers precisely where the beef came from. Was it a mixture of beef from Uruguay, Australia, and Brazil and the United States, or was it exclusively a United States product? And I think a restaurant could have a competitive advantage if they would advertise that they only serve USA beef in the United States of America.
All right.
How about like Golden Corral that gives the regular steaks?
I'm going to have you hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, William, because we're going into a break. Then have you hold. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Thank you. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we are in the final segment of today's show. Last week, when I had Bill on, several of you waited until, in fact, my music going off was playing while you were calling, and we had several callers that were calling. So if you want to get in and you have a question for Bill, now's the time at 877-895-5410, or see him in Boonville or Clinton tomorrow night. Boonville tonight and Clinton tomorrow night. We're going to go back to William. William, I wanted you to finish up here with Bill.
Okay, just real quick. I was just wondering about the buffet. That's where I eat a lot. If all the food in there, the chicken, the
beef. Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. Any buffet, that's where I go. If they, I'd be safe, thinking that I'm getting mostly foreign stuff.
Ask the manager, and I do not know the answer to what restaurants purchase their beef from foreign sources.
Generalized, that's what I'm thinking.
In general sense, the restaurants can receive a box of beef from a meat packer that says product of the United States of America, but that beef may well be beef derived from imported cattle from Canada or Mexico that are slaughtered in the United States. So that product of USA label is misleading and deceiving. But ask the manager and say, I would prefer USA beef in your restaurant.
Is there any way to be safe? Is there any way to be safe to know that you're getting USA?
Well, you are as safe as our government safety inspection system can be as the beef comes across the border. And that's about the best I can promise.
Yeah. You need to ask the manager, especially if it's local there. Worth.
Get a farm and raise your own chicken and
hops. Yeah, buy from the neighbors. That's how you get safe.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go to Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hello, Bill. You know, the people that are so in love with money and so hungry for power and control and money, pretty soon they're going to try and start selling us sewer water and fancy bottles. And then as time goes around, they'll get to where they don't care like they are today, and they'll just be selling us sewer water in a rusty tin can, and we'll be happy to have the stuff if we don't stand up and support people like Bill. The destruction of any of our freedoms from any direction is the destruction of this country, and we're in trouble. Our bridge needs some serious repair here in this country because we have a serious cancer here, and this is the way to fix it, is to support people like RCAF. And, Bill, if I can ask you a quick favor, you're going to be going around the state of Missouri. Speak with your members and ask them to support Beth, and let's keep her on the radio. She needs to get a lot of money to stay on the radio here very shortly. I understand she's not getting enough in, so those of you out there, you know, send in a dollar. If everybody sent in a dollar, I think they'd be able to go ahead and get the new equipment and keep her on the air. And we do appreciate everything that RCAF does. We definitely appreciate everything that Beth and all the people that take care of her program do. And I know Darius is looking down favorably on you. We appreciate you all, and God bless. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. You know, RCAF is very important, and I want to play that one up and play me down just a little bit. I'm a voice. I'm on the radio, but these guys are the ones working in the trenches. They're the ones with the boots on the ground, and RCAF USA has been fighting a long time about. I remember when you guys got started. That's how old I am. I remember when you got started, and it was very exciting. I know Derry was really excited about it when it got started, and OCM, I remember when they got started, and several of the other. I remember when we were excited about the checkoff dollar.
Right, right. Well, and we have to acknowledge, too, that it was an integral for your involvement to help us spread the message so that people knew that we had started and they knew that we were working on these issues that address the freedoms, the freedom of choice, as well as the independence of rural people across the United States of America. So
they are boots
we are
on the
very
ground.
Appreciative
Thank
of your
you.
Help on this.
They are boots on the ground. Once in a while they go to D.C. and they have to wear their hip boots. They do have to go to D.C. And Mindy does that as well. She spends quite a bit of time there. These folks that are, you know, truly the forgotten and unknown that are doing all the work trying to make things better in the industries where they work, but also for the consumers. You know, the consumers get the bad deal all the way around. You know, we know that the industries are attacked. Rural America is under attack, but when they're attacking rural America, they're attacking the consumers, and I think the people, you know, need to understand that. You're paying the cost. We're losing the businesses and we're paying bad too, but you pay at the grocery store or wherever you're shopping, whether it's your clothing, wherever it is, that industry is under attack. She's being shy. Tatum's being shy, but we want to talk about the Coolin 100, and she's kind of a marketing director here and she's kind of leading that up. Tatum, can you tell us about Coolin 100?
Yes, we're so excited. Bill started this, I guess it came out in February, and RCAF is, our contention is that we would like Donald Trump to reinstate country of origin labeling, and if necessary, by executive order in his first 100 days of presidency. So we're very excited. We have been, we've been very active on social media, so I would encourage your listeners that if they're not following you on Facebook, certainly they need to be following you at CSC Talk Radio, and then RCAF USA. We would love to have y'all come over and follow us, as well as Twitter. So you had mentioned Mindy Patterson with the Calvary Group. Mindy has been a blessing to us as well in that we are getting ready to do a tweet storm, which is my first rodeo at a tweet storm. But we are going to be that announcement will be coming out on Facebook, but it's really, we love that President Trump has made himself available to, as you say on your show, the forgotten man, and we can access him through Twitter at Real Donald Trump or at POTUS, and we can tweet him directly RCAF is going to be accessing him by with the tweet hashtag Coolin100, as well as hashtag DemandUSABeef, as well as hashtag LabelOurBeef.
Do you have a date on that? Are you doing it on a particular time frame?
It will be very, very soon. It will be within the next couple of weeks, so I can certainly get that information
please,
to you.
Please keep me informed. I had mentioned earlier this week, and we are just about out of time, I mentioned earlier this week that any of my listeners that are on Twitter, or if they have children or grandchildren that are on Twitter, to start tweeting out to our president and to his administration or to Kellyanne and some of these people are taking it.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting kicked, and it's us that they really want to kick.
Mm-hmm.
And to just give them encouragement once a day. Just send them some encouragement. Let them know we're behind you. We love what you're doing. Stick with it. And then make those phone calls, 202-224-3121. That is the D.C. switchboard. And we do want Coolin 100. We want that back. So
we absolutely do. And what we found, too, is that the left seems to do one thing very well, and that is to be heard. And they have organized themselves on social media. So we have to match their work and do that. So
I appreciate that, Tatum. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for all you do.
I'm just really excited to have everyone in studio today. I don't see faces too often. So I'm really excited to have everybody here. We're going to do some brainstorming here in a little bit. We're going to go to lunch and do some brainstorming. I appreciate everyone here. I appreciate all of you who are listening. Every day I talk about bringing America home. We who love liberty, love life, and believe in America understand that rural America is what makes America sustainable. And it takes all of us, every single one of us, every forgotten man, every forgotten woman, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.